The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 23, Text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 5th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarva Kama Dugham Divyam Sarva Ratna Samanvitam Sarva Riti Upachaya Udrakam Mani Stampai Upaskritam Sarva Kama Dugham Divyam Sarva Ratna Samanvitam Sarvar did you pachau darkang?
Sarvar did you pachau darkang?
Manistam by rupaskritam.
Manistam by rupaskritam.
Sarvakama dugam divyang.
Sarvakama dugam divyang.
Sarvaratna samanvitam. Sarvar jupachayo darkang Manistam by rupaskritam Sarva all Kama desires Dugam, yielding. Divyam, wonderful. Sarva Ratna,
all sorts of jewels.
Samanvitam, bedecked with. Sarva, all, Riddhi, of wealth, Upachaya, increase, Udarkam, gradual, Mani, of precious stones, Stampai with pillars, Upaskritam adorned. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with pillars of precious stones, incapable of yielding whatever one desired. It was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth, which tended to increase in course of time. Purport. And the castle created in the sky by Kardava Muni may be called a castle in the air, but by his mystic power of yoga, Kardava Muni actually constructed a huge castle in the air. To our feeble imagination, a castle in the sky is an impossibility. But if we scrutinizingly consider the matter, we can understand that it is not impossible at all. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead can create so many planets, creating millions of castles in the air, a perfect yogi like Kardava Muni can easily construct one castle in the air. The castle is described as Sarvakama Dugham, yielding whatever one desired. It was full of jewels, Even the pillars were made of pearls and valuable stones. These valuable jewels and stones were not subject to deterioration, but were everlastingly and increasingly opulent. We sometimes hear of castles thus bedecked on the surface of this earth also. The castles constructed by Lord Krishna for his 16,108 wives were so bedecked with jewels that there was no need of lamplight during the night. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandvitamscha. Pretty amazing castle. Normally you have some castle, but it becomes deteriorated by the influence of the material nature.
Обикновено ти имаш някакъв замък, той обаче с течение на времето започва да се разрушава.
There are so many castles here in Europe.
Има толкова много замъци тук в Европа.
But gradually they fall apart.
Но постепенно те се разпадат на части.
They'll end up and merge back into the earth eventually.
И в крайна сметка те ще станат отново на земя.
But this castle, created by Kardama Muni, it was everlastingly and increasingly opulent.
Но този замък, който бил създаден от Кардама Муни, той непрекъснато увеличава своите богатства.
It was not deteriorated by the time factor.
И той не бил повлиян от влиянието на времето.
In fact, as stated in the verse, the wealth and the furniture and the wealth, that means the furnishings of that castle, they increased, they became more opulent and more beautiful over the course of time.
Всъщност казва се за този дворец, че мебелите, с които той бил обзаведен, и несметните богатства, те постоянно нараствали с течение на време.
So we may be thinking, well, what would it be so nice to have such a castle?
И ние естествено може да почнем да си мислим,
if I could have such a castle, that would be very nice.
Няма ли да е хубаво и аз да имам такъв замък?
But even such castles, they are destroyed in due course of time.
Но дори и такива дворци, те също унищожени с течение на времето.
Even Brahmaji, who has the most opulent position within this material world,
дори Брама, който има най-високата позиция в този материален свят,
his position is taken away in due course of time.
Неговата позиция убива отнета с течение на времето.
А Брама Бувана Лока Пунаравартино Арджуна Маму Печита Кандея Пуна Джанмана Виджите. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest planet,
от най-вища до най-нища планета в материалния свят,
all are places of misery,
всички те са места на страдания,
wherein repeated birth and death take place,
където просто има повтарящо се раждане и смърт.
But one who attains to my abode, son of Kunti,
но някой, който постигне моята обител, о сина на Кунти,
he never takes birth again.
Той никога не се ражда повече.
So, are you feeling miserable in this material world?
Така че, чувствате ли се, че страдате в този материален свят?
If you're finding this material world to be a miserable place,
ако вие усещате, че този свят е място на страдание,
and that's very good.
Това е много добре.
That means you're intelligent.
Това означава, че сте интелигентни.
If you thought this material world was a place of enjoyment,
ако си мислите, че този материален свят е място на наслаждение,
then I'd be worried about you.
Тогава аз би бил притеснен за вас.
But if you understand this material world as a miserable place,
ако обаче разбирате този свят,
then I feel a little relieved.
Тогава аз се чувствам спокоен.
Oh, thank God he realizes it's a miserable place.
О, благодаря на Господа, че той разбира, че това е място на страдание.
Or she realizes it's a miserable place, you see.
Че тя разбира, че това е място на страдание.
If you can realize this is a miserable place,
ако може да разберете, че това е място на страдание,
then I feel happy.
Тогава аз чувствам щастлив.
Because now you're in a position of becoming liberated.
Защото сега вие сте в позицията да станете освободен.
The very first step in self-realization is to understand this material world is miserable. It's the first step.
Първата стъпка по пътя на себереализацията е човек да разбере този материален свят е място на страдание.
If you have this understanding,
ако имате това разбиране,
if you have this solid realization, this material world is a miserable place.
Ако имате тази солидна реализация, че този свят е място на страдание,
then you can become very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Тогава може да станете много силен в Кришна съзнание.
And we will give you a castle much better than Kardamuni's castle.
И тогава ще ви дадем замък много по-добър от този на Кардамуни.
That castle is called Krishna consciousness.
Този замък се нарича Кришна съзнание.
Where you can live an eternal life of bliss and knowledge.
Където може да живеете вечен живот на блаженство и знание.
There will be no deterioration of the material energy that will affect you.
И материалната енергия няма да може да ви докосне.
Now we can provide you.
Така може.
But you must be 100% convinced that this material world is a place of misery.
Трябва да бъдете 100% сигурен, че това място е място на страдание.
If you have any shadow of a doubt,
ако имате дори малко съмнение,
well, maybe I can enjoy this material world.
Ами, може би мога да се наслаждавам тази материална
свят. You won't be able to put sufficient faith in this process of Krishna consciousness.
Няма да, за вас няма да бъде възможно да поставите достатъчно вяра в процеса на Кришна съзнание.
So if Krishna puts you in a position where you feel all of your material evidence has been ripped away from you,
така че ако Кришна ви постави в позиция, където вие усещате, че всички ваши материални притежания ви биват отнети,
consider yourself the most fortunate person in the whole universe.
Считайте, че вие сте най-щастливата личност в цялата вселена.
Prabhupada uses himself as an example.
Шрила Прабхупада те дава в себе си като пример.
He was situated with a very good business. His Prayag pharmacy, he had a wholesale business.
Той имал свой собствен бизнес, занимавал се с производство на лекарства.
He was on the verge of becoming a millionaire, you see.
И всъщност той бил на път да стане милионер.
He had a wife, he had family, he had very nice situation.
Семейство, имал много хубава ситуация.
But then everything was taken away.
Но всичко изведнъж му било отнето.
His wife was so addicted to tea drinking, she said, he told her, well, either take tea or me. He told his wife, you take tea or me.
Жена му била толкова пристрастена към пиенето на чай, че Шрила Прабхупада в един момент и казва, избери си или чая, или аз.
She said, well, if it's tea, then I guess I'd have to give up my husband, she said.
Then
she said, well, I guess I would have to give up my husband.
Тогава тя каза, ами, предполагам, че тогава ще трябва да изоставя съпруга си.
She thought he was joking, you see. She didn't realize it was how serious it was.
Тя си мислила, че той се шегува. Обаче тя не разбрава, че Шрила Прабхупада бил много сериозен.
So Prabhupada, he gave up that family life. That was taken away from him.
И Шрила Прабхупада тогава всъщност семейния живот му бил.
His chemical factory burned to the ground.
Неговата фабрика, бизнес пропаднал.
Everything was taken away.
Всичко му било отнето.
But Krishna gave him much more than he had taken away from him, you see.
След това Кришна му дава много повече, отколкото преди това той взел от
него. Sometimes we feel, why Krishna is doing this to me?
И ние понякога си мислим, защо
Кришна... He's taking these things away from me. Why? Why is he taking away from me?
Защо Кришна прави това за мен? Защо взима всички тези неща от мен?
But actually, Krishna has a plan.
Но всъщност Кришна има план.
To give you much more.
Да ви даде много повече.
To give you an inconceivable amount more than what he took away from you. So you should never be morose. Should never lament. Learn how to celebrate every moment of your life. You see, is the greatest mercy of Krishna. This requires great faith. That Krishna will never let me down.
Че Кришна никога няма да ме остави.
Krishna will never cheat me.
Кришна никога няма да ме измами.
Krishna will never abuse me.
Кришна никога няма да ме използва.
Let me simply put my full faith in Krishna.
Нека просто да вложа цялата си вяра в Кришна.
And he will give me unlimited mercy at every minute.
И той ще ми даде безгранична милост всяка минута.
And that's all I need.
И това е всичко, което аз имам.
I don't need anything except for Krishna's mercy.
Аз не искам нищо друго освен милостта на Кришна.
This faith we must have.
Такава силна вяра трябва да имаме.
I don't need wealth.
Не искам богатство.
I don't need women or followers.
Не искам жени, не искам послани.
I don't need men.
Не искам мъже.
You see? All I need, I don't even need liberation from the cycle of birth and death.
Дори не искам и освобождение от колелото на раждането.
All I need is the opportunity to serve Krishna.
Всичко, което искам, е просто възможност да служа на Кришна.
If I can somehow or other be absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day,
ако мога по един или друг начин да бъда напълно погълнат от Кришна,
that's all I need.
24 часа.
By doing that, I can be unlimitedly happy.
Когато правя това, тогава мога да бъда
simply by being Krishna conscious.
Просто като бъда Кришна осъзнат.
I can taste the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Само тогава мога да изпитам най-висшия нектар всяка.
This faith we must have.
Трябва да имаме такава вяра.
Because as a neophyte, sometimes we go through great difficulties.
Защото когато ние сме начинащи, понякога преминаваме през големи трудности.
Sometimes we are tortured by circumstances.
Понякога ние сме измъчвани от обстоятелствата.
We have to have faith that it's only a temporary phase we're going through.
Трябва да имаме вяра, че това е само временни обстоятелства, през които преминаваме.
Sometimes our life is like a hellish nightmare.
Понякога живота ни става като един кошмар.
But that is only the covered reality.
Но това е само едно покривало на реалността.
The actual reality is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
Истинската реалност е вечна, пълна съзнание и блаженство.
It is only in the covered reality that we experience old age, disease and death.
Единствено в тази материална реалност ние изпитваме болести, старост, смърт.
So we have to come out of the covered reality into the uncovered reality.
Така че трябва да дойдем от тази.
When reality becomes covered by the three modes of material nature, then it becomes miserable.
Когато реалността стане покрита от трите години на материалната природа, тогава започваме да изпитваме страдания.
But when the reality becomes uncovered,
но когато няма влиянието на тези
години, by the transcendental potency of Guru and Gauranga,
по милостта на Гуру и Гуранга,
and we become free of all the material anxieties.
Тогава ние ставаме напълно освободени от всички материални безпокойства.
All we need is service.
Единственото нещо, което имаме нужда, е служене.
And we will serve now.
Сега ще служим.
We will serve tomorrow.
Утре ще служим.
We'll serve the next day.
И следващия ден пак ще служим.
And we'll keep serving, that's all.
Ще продължим да служим. Това е всичко.
And for all of eternity, we'll keep serving Krishna. We'll keep hearing about Krishna. We'll keep glorifying Krishna. We'll keep bowing down to Krishna. In this way, we just stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness. At some point, the body will drop. But our activity remains the same. If we'll get either a new material, a rejuvenated material body, or we'll get a fully enlivened spiritual body, in either case, we're moving forward.
Дали ще получим друго по-добро материално тяло или директно ще получим духовно тяло, при двата случая ние правим напредък.
As long as we stay in Krishna consciousness,
докато останем в Кришна съзнание,
we're always moving forward and advancing.
Ние винаги се движим напред и напредваме.
Towards greater knowledge,
по-голямо знание,
greater understanding,
по-дълбоко разбиране,
greater realization,
по-голяма реализация,
greater happiness,
по-голямо щастие,
greater love,
по-голяма любов,
for Krishna,
към Кришна,
and greater love for all living beings.
И също така по-голяма любов към всички живи същества.
So we should never be morose or disturbed.
Затова никога не трябва да бъдем притеснени и депресирани.
Even when the conditions are not very favorable, we should be very tolerant and understand this is Krishna's mercy to help me burn off my previous sinful actions.
Дори положението понякога да не е много добро, ние просто трябва да разберем това е аранжимент на Кришна, за да ни помогне да изгоря предишните си греховни реакции.
A devotee sees everything as a special mercy of the Lord. Therefore, he is always happy in all circumstances. He never becomes depressed. He never becomes bewildered. He never becomes confused. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was very confused. Why was he confused? Because he forgot that he was Krishna's devotee. He was thinking, Krishna and I are equals. In that consciousness of thinking he was equal with the Lord, he became completely bewildered. But as soon as he surrendered to Krishna, Krapanya dosho pahata svabhava prishchami tvang dharma samuddhacheta yat shreyan sanishchitan bruhitan me shushashtehang sharimang tvam prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty. I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. Now I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. I am now your disciple. And a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So as soon as Arjuna took this mood, all of that misery, that confusion, that anxiety, it went away. He regained his potency as the great stalwart fighter of the Kuru dynasty. He was able to pick up his Gandiva bow and shoot like anything.
Той бил отново способен да дигне своя лук гандива и да започне да стреля и да избива като.
We can't even conceive of how fast they could shoot the arrows out of those bows, faster than a machine gun can fire the bullets. They could fire arrows, if you can imagine.
Ние не можем да си представим колко са били добри те, колко бързо са изстрелвали стрелите, по-бързо отколкото един пистолет може да стреля.
He could mow down 1,000 soldiers like that with his arrows.
Той може просто със стрелици да разстреля 1000 войници.
You can imagine his arm must have been going so fast you couldn't even see it, you know. It's like a blur.
Ръката му се движила толкова бързо да зарежда ръка, че не е могла да се вижда.
And they could shoot one arrow which could divine into a million arrows and I mean, it was unbelievable weapon they had. They had much more advanced technology than we have nowadays. And we think now we are so advanced, we have our smartphones and our computers and our dreamliners and this and that, but it's very low grade technology actually. The Vedic culture was much more technologically advanced than we are now. What to speak of spiritual knowledge, even technologically we're in the dark ages right now.
Какво да говорим за духовно знание, духовно разбиране? Добри от технологична гледна точка в момента сме в най-тъмната епоха.
Even you can see, even in the last 2000 years, things have gone down greatly technologically.
Дори през последните 2000 години може да се види, че нещата технологични са очень много.
During the days of the Roman Empire, their knowledge of the science of acoustics was much more sophisticated than our present day knowledge of the science of acoustics.
По времето на Римската империя тяхното знание за акустика било много по-добро отколкото нашето знание в момента.
I visited the ruins of one Roman amphitheater in Jerish, Jordan.
Посетил един театър в Йордания, амфитеатър.
And you could stand in a certain spot in the middle of that amphitheater, with no application, you could speak in a normal tone of voice, and by the science of acoustics, every single person in that whole auditorium could hear what you were saying. You can give a speech there in a normal tone without having to yell.
Значи можеш да застанеш на определено място в този амфитеатър и да говориш с нормален глас, нормална височина и всяка една личност в цялата зала без проблем може да те чуе.
The Romans were very advanced in the science of acoustics, much more advanced than we are now.
Така че те били много по-напреднали в тази наука за акустиката.
So technologically we have gone very much down.
Така че от техническа гледна точка ние сме деградирали всъщност.
What is the ultimate technology is the technology of the soul.
Крайна сметка, крайната технология е технологията на душата.
How to revive the dormant Krishna consciousness within the heart.
Как да събуди своето заспало Кришна съзнание в сърцето.
So that technology now Prabhupada is giving.
Тази техника Шрила Прабхупада ти е дал.
This is high tech.
Това е,
the ultimate high tech.
Това е най-високата техника.
They're very proud of high tech, but their high tech is low tech.
Ние сме много горди с нашия high tech, обаче high tech за душата е много по.
This is the real high tech.
Това е истинския high tech.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ако имате някакви въпроси.
I agree with them.
Когато Кришна отнема от своите праводани материалните им притежания, това е проява на неговата милост и тогава човек по естествен начин се смирява и чувства, че този живот е... Значи този материален свят е място за страдание, но ако е получил обратната позиция, когато един праводан е получи по милостта на Кришна богатство, как той да запази това съзнание, защото богатството подбужда сетивата. Как да запази своята смирена позиция и да продължава да осъзнава, че място за страдание, въпреки своите възможности за силно свещение.
If Krishna takes away everything from the devotee, he naturally becomes humble. But if Krishna gives a lot of wealth to someone, then this is very dangerous. And how the devotee, he can stay like untouched by all this wealth?
It's very if a devotee is given material opulence,
преноденият получи материални богатства,
he must be very careful.
Той трябва да бъде много внимателен.
He should never think, oh, just see now, I am rich.
Той никога не трябва да си казва, о, виж сега аз съм вече богат.
I have this money now, I am rich man.
Сега аз имам толкова много пари, аз съм богат.
Devotee should always feel he is a poor man.
Един преводан винаги трябва да се мисли, че е беден.
But I have a rich father.
Но аз имам богат баща.
And if, as long as I serve my rich father, I have no problem, you see.
И докато аз служа на моя богат баща, нямам проблем.
It's all his wealth.
Всичкото богатство е негово.
But I have no problem.
Тогава няма проблем.
But if one thinks it is now my wealth, then there will always be problems.
Обаче ако човек почне да си мисли това е моето богатство, това е проблем.
Sometimes Krishna gives great wealth to his devotees.
Понякога Кришна може да даде много голямо богатство на някой трябва.
And if they use it properly in his service, then Krishna gives them even more wealth.
Обаче ако те го използват по правилен начин, тогава Кришна дава още повече.
And even more wealth.
И още повече.
But if they take that wealth and they squander it on sense gratification, then Krishna takes, he reduces it.
Но ако този преводан използва това богатство за сетивно наслаждение, тогава Кришна не дава повече.
Wealth means responsibility.
Богатство означава отговорност.
You have to be responsible to manage it properly in Krishna's service.
Трябва да бъдеш отговорен, ако искаш да менеджираш по правилен начин.
Someone has to always see this is Krishna's property.
Човек винаги трябва да гледа това, всъщност е.
It's like a householder, he has a wife, he has children, he has car, he has apartment, he has bank balance. He must see these are all the property of Krishna.
Както например един семен, той има жена, деца, има къща, има кола, има банкова сметка. Той трябва да вижда всичко това всъщност е собственост на Кришна.
Or a temple manager also. See, managing temple, well, I have a bank account that I control, I have a temple facility that I manage, I have devotees who report to me, I manage them. He has to always be very humble and think these are all the property of Krishna.
Или, например, храмовия менеджер, той Той има банкова сметка, с която разполага, има хранови удобства, има преноудани храна, които му се отчитат. Той трябва винаги да помни всичко това всъщност.
So the key is to always see that it's Krishna's property and I'm simply managing it.
Ключът е човек винаги да е в съзнание, че това е собствеността на Кришна и аз просто я управлявам.
I remember when I was a new devotee, first devotees would get a book and they'd write their name in the book. This is my copy of the Bhagavad Gita, for example.
Спомням си, когато аз бях в началото правено удание, те си взимаха книга и те си записваха
своето. But one god brother I noticed, and instead of just writing his name in the book, he said, in the care of so and so das.
Всички си пишели, това е моята книга и името си. Един правено удане, той написал, това е книгата, за която се грижи този правител.
He wasn't even claiming proprietorship over his personal Bhagavad Gita. This is, I'm taking care of it for Krishna, that's all.
Без той да има съзнанието, че това е моята лична Bhagavad Gita. Аз просто се грижа за нея.
So this is the mood.
Така че това е настроението.
Krishna has given me this wife, he's given me this husband, he's given me this children, he's given me this money. This, I'm taking care of it for Krishna, that's all. I'm managing it on his behalf.
Кришна ми е дал тази жена, тези деца, тази къща. Аз просто се грижа за тях в името на Кришна. Това е всичко.
In the Vedic culture, that's how the kings understood.
В ведическата система това било настроението на царете.
Their Guru Maharaj would visit the royal palace.
Когато техният духовен учител посети палата,
they would put him on the throne and they would offer him arati and they would wash his feet.
Те ще го сложат на трона, ще измият нозете му, и ще му предложат арати.
And say, Guru Maharaj, now I offer my whole kingdom to you. I give everything to you, Guru Maharaj. It's all your property.
Ще кажа, Guru Maharaj, сега аз ти дам цялото царство на теб. Всъщност това е твоя собственост.
Guru Maharaj say, well, thank you very much. I accept that and I leave it all to you to manage on my behalf.
И духовният учител той казва, благодаря ти, аз го приемам, но сега аз ти казвам ти да се грижиш.
And the Guru Maharaj would go back into the forest, you see.
И духовният учител ще се върне обратно в гората.
So in this way you have to see everything as Krishna's property.
По този начин човек трябва да вижда всичко като собственост на Кришна.
Otherwise you'll be carried away, you'll be fall down into the material nature.
В противен случай вие ще бъдете отнесени, ще паднете в материалната природа.
Question.
Я Шива Прабхада.
Въпросът
ми е, какъв е перфектният пример Шива Прабхада за общуването между бактите в храма? Целият изкон. Какъв е перфектният пример за общуването? На всяко момент. И ако може да повиша да обясним тази думичка Атмаха. Как е? Коментарът.
Значи, първият въпрос е как Шива Прабхада.
Пример Шрила Прабхупада за отношение между бхакти.
Да. Перфектният пример за комуникация бхакти и атмаха.
Той, че той е перфектният пример или какво?
Не, как е някакво обяснение, например?
Какви трябва да са отношението в бхакти?
Между всички бхакти и атмаха.
What did Шрила Прабхупада said or show? What are the perfect relationships between the devotees? This is the first question.
Yeah, what is the perfect, according to Prabhupada, what is the perfect relationship between devotees? This book, Upadeshamra, to the Nectar of Instruction, do you have that in Bulgarian? You do, yes. That book is what you need to study.
Тази книга, Нектар на наставленията, това е което човек трябва да изучи.
There's one particular verse which talks about the six loving exchanges.
Там има един определен стих, който говори за шесте вида размяна на любов между преноданите.
This is the way to have loving relations, proper loving relationship with devotees.
Това е начинът човек да има правилни любовни взаимоотношения с преноданите.
You give to the devotees. You see, you give them a gift, or you give them some service. You see.
Ти трябва да даваш на преноданите, трябва да даваш някакъв подарък или служене.
Plus you accept the service and the gifts of the devotees.
Също така обаче, когато някой друг иска да ти даде подарък или да ти даде служене, трябва да ги приемаш, трябва да имаш.
You distribute prasadam to the devotees. You serve prasadam to the devotees.
Сервираш прасадам на преноданите.
And when they serve you, you accept it also graciously.
И когато те ти сервират, ти също така трябва да приемеш.
We inquire from the devotees also.
Също трябва да питаш предано даните.
This is your inquiring now. You see, you inquire from the devotees.
Сега в момента ти питаш от предано даните.
And when others inquire from you also, you give them your loving care and answer them sincerely and thoughtfully.
Понякога, когато някой трябва да дойде и той те пита нещо, ти трябва с любов да му отговориш.
So these are the six loving exchanges.
Това са шесте любовни взаимоотношения.
And by always engaging these six varieties of loving exchanges with devotees, you'll be properly situated in the society of devotees.
Ако човек винаги се ангажира в тези шест, това той ще бъде много добре установен в обществото на правилно дайни.
Yeah.
Also, he is asking, what is the meaning of the word Atmaha?
Atmaha means killer of the soul.
Atmaha означава убиец на душата.
It refers to animal killers.
Има се предвид,
those who eat meat, they are called Atmaha. They are killers.
Те са наричани Atmaha.
And one who does not take up self-realization, they're killing themselves. They are also killers of the soul. Those who don't take up the path of self-realization, they are killing themselves. They are killers of the soul. Of course, the soul cannot be killed because it is eternal. But it can be virtually killed.
Virtually
means as good as being killed. In other words, if you're not Krishna conscious, practically you're a dead man. So a leader who does not give his followers Krishna consciousness, he is killing them.
Понякога се налага да давам наставления, даже и команди по време на служба. Как да го правим това като служби с настроение на суда към този, който се обръща? Тоест ние да сме с това настроение.
Sometimes when we are like in a rush in a service, then sometimes we give very direct commands, do this, do that. So sometimes we cannot be really in this mood, like how to do this in a loving way.
How to give you a command in a loving way?
Как да даваш заповеди с любовно настроение?
Do this.
Прави това.
Don't do that.
Не прави това.
In a loving way. Well, if you're engaging them in Krishna's service, that is love.
Ами ако просто ангажираш някой в служене на Кришна, това вече е любов.
You're saying, wash this pot.
Дори да кажеш.
It is Krishna's pot.
Това е съда на Кришна.
So that is love.
Така че това е любов.
Even if you're barking the command.
Дори да излаш командата.
Wash this pot.
Измий този съд.
You're trying to manage the feast. There's vegetables occur. There's pots to wash. There's a floor to mop. There's 20 different devotees you're trying to engage. You say, mop that floor, cut that vegetable, clean this pot, you know, do this, do that. You're giving, you have to give so many orders, but it's all for Krishna, so let us love.
Трябва да сготвиш голям фист, толкова много неща трябва да се направи. Ти просто кажеш напред на дайте.
It's not that you have to say, my dear Prabhu, will you please wash this pot for Krishna?
Не е така, че просто трябва да изправиш някакво настроение. Моя скъпи Прабу, моля те, измий този път за Кришна.
It's not practical. When you're trying to manage something, you can't say, my dear Prabhu. I remember one time, when we in our temple in Austin, I told someone, turn on the light.
Спомням си, аз веднъж в храма в Остин, аз казах на един преподаван, изгаси светлината.
And one young devotee, he criticized me. He said, that's wrong. You shouldn't tell somebody to turn on the light. You're lording it over them.
И един млад преводач, той ми изкритикува, казвам, това е погрешно. Откъде на къде ти ще кажеш на някой друг какво прави?
You should say, please, my dear Prabhu, can you turn the light on?
Ти ги контролираш. Трябва да кажеш, моля те, скъпи мой Прабу, може ли да запалиш лампата?
This is not practical.
Това не е практично.
Manager means do this, do that, do you give it, you just say do it and they do it, that's all.
Manager означава ти просто казваш, направи това, направи това.
Not you have to get down and offer your obeisances and ask them before you ask somebody to wash the pot.
Не всеки път трябва да паднеш и да дадеш почитание преди да накараш някой.
Manager has to give orders, that's all, like a military commander.
Manager трябва да е малко като един военен, трябва да дава заповеди.
Prabhupada said it's like in military discipline.
Шия Прабхупад каза като във военна дисциплина.
In military discipline, the commanding officer says, go there, do this, go there and shoot the enemy. That's all. You just do it.
В армията идва военния началник и каза просто, отиди и застреляй в
врага. I was in the military, a military cadet corps when I was in high school.
Cadet corps?
It's like a military training program in high school.
Да, когато той бил в...
And we had two teachers who were both military officers. We had one who was a lieutenant and the other was a major. Lieutenant, he was working under the major. And they used to call us Mr. This and Mr. That. They called me Mr. Bridge. You see, that was my karmi last
name.
So Lieutenant Wagesbach, he was the second in command. He used to say, Mr. Bridge, how about doing this?
И този лейтенант, който беше втори командир, той се обръщаше към мен, като ми каже, господин Брич, какво ще кажеш да свършиш това?
He was trying to be very nice. He didn't want to be, you know, Mr. Bridge, how about sweeping the floor?
Той се питаше много така добре към мен да се държа.
I didn't like them.
Какво ще кажеш да измиеш?
I like Major Myers, he said, Mr. Bridge, sweep the floor.
Аз обаче не го харесах това. Аз харесах този майор. Той идваше и ми каже, господин Брич,
When Lieutenant Wagesbach, I used to always think he would say, Mr. Bridge, how about sweeping the floor? I said, well, how about not sweeping the floor? I was thinking about always saying something back to him, you know.
Защото този лейтенант, който ми каже, господин Бридж, какво ще кажеш да избършиш пода? Аз понякога си мислих да му кажа, ами какво ще кажеш ти, ако аз не го избърша пода?
A manager needs to be a little heavy, you know. Just do this.
Менеджера трябва да бъде малко хеви, просто да отиде да каже, направи това, направи това.
When there's some service being done, the manager has to be heavy. It's like a military command.
Когато трябва да се направи нещо, менеджерът той трябва сериозно да се изпълнява задълженията.
So I always liked Major Myers better than Lieutenant Wagesbach, because he was heavy. I like that heaviness.
Затова
manager should be heavy.
Аз винаги си мисля, че този майор беше много по-добър от този лейтенант. Един менеджер трябва да е хеви.
Manager should always be heavy. You have to be heavy to be a manager. Because we're lazy, but no one wants to do anything. Everybody wants to sit around and eat and sleep. You know, give me a nice prasadam and I'll go to sleep. That's Nobody wants to get in the kitchen and peel the carrots and cut the potatoes and sweep the floor and mop and wash the dishes and clean out the oil from the stove. No one wants to do that stuff.
Никой не иска да влезе да обели морковите и картофите, да измие съдовете след това, да изчисти олиото от пърженето.
Everybody just wants to stuff himself full of prasadam and go to sleep, you see.
Всеки само иска да се натъпче горе с прасадам и да отиде да спи.
So we need some heavy managers around here.
Така че ние имаме нужда от някой heavy manager.
Okay, you do this, you do that, you do this like that. We need heavy manager.
Okay, ти направи това, ти направи това, ти направи това.
We need that. Our society needs it.
Нашето общество има нужда от такива хора.
It's like, can you run an engine without a spark plug?
Spark plug.
In the automobile, that spark plug that makes the engine fire. That little spark plug, you know.
А както не можеш да запалиш двигател без свещи.
So a manager has to be like a spark plug.
Един менеджер трябва да е като тия свещи.
He has to bring fire.
Той трябва да докара огън за работата на двигателя.
You have to use fire to get the gasoline to ignite, you see.
Трябва ти огън, за да може да тръгне.
Don't be too polite. You have to be more like fire.
Така че не бъди прекалено мил, трябва да бъдеш малко като огън.
But it's all done for Krishna. Therefore it is love.
Но всичко това се прави за Кришна, затова е любов.
Any other question? Yeah.
Други въпроси. Спомням се, че добър в ситуация на вечеря с непредано отдание. И специално заради мен имаш повече вегетарианска храна, но също така имаш и яйца. И на края на вечерта аз реших да измия всички печени и цялата посуда там. Нещо се. И първият въпрос може да е малко глупав, но в този начин обременил ли съм си? И вторият въпрос е какво е правилното отношение и действие в точно такива ситуации, защото все пак ще имам точно такива ситуации. Предстоят ми избира.
Few days ago, he had experience. He went with some old friends to take a dinner, and they prepared especially for him vegetarian dishes. But also for them, there was some eggs they prepared for themselves.
The meat?
Eggs.
Okay.
And then later, he decided to wash all the pots. So his question is that was wrong? And how
let them wash the egg pots.
You
better let them wash the egg pots.
And what is the proper way to act in such kind of situation?
Just tell them that I'll be happy to wash the vegetarian pots, but not the non-vegetarian pots, because we don't want to promote, we don't want to support this non-vegetarian eating. So, but our philosophy is not to support, is to not support non-vegetarian eating. Just tell them that's our philosophy.
Окей, аз нито го подавам, нито го поднасям, нито го режа, нито го такова. Обаче аз се пак на тази маса. Какво трябва да го кажа? Не, няма да бъда на тази маса.
What is the proper way to act in such kind of situation? Sometimes I may be in the table that there is some vegetarian preps, but
the easiest way is don't participate at all, and then that's the easiest way, don't even go. But if you must go, then you have to. The best thing is you take charge of the whole thing and say, okay, we're going to have a Krishna Prasadam feast and I'll take charge of it. Of a special Prasadam feast. The best thing is you take charge of the whole thing and they can assist you. And you say, we'll make a special feast for Krishna and you all can help me. You can have them cut the vegetables and you can do the actual cooking. The best thing is you manage it and make it a Prasadam feast.
Най-доброто нещо е ти да вземеш контрол върху цялата ситуация и да ангажираш другите прямо служени и да направиш всичко.
I will teach you how to offer food to Krishna. You have the altar there, you show them how to do the prayers, have them say the prayers along with you. Now we'll all bow down to Krishna together and we'll all offer to Krishna.
Ще ги ангажираш първо да белят зеленчуците.
You can actually, so usually one pujari does, but you can have it. Now we'll all bow down together and we're all going to offer this to Krishna. And you can chant Hare Krishna to offer it. And that can, so you can just use the Maha Mantra to make the offering. Say, now let us all bow down together and offer this food to Krishna. And we all chant together Hare Krishna. You can do that. And you get all your friends and bowing down and chanting Hare Krishna. It'll be, Krishna will be very happy and will accept that prasadam. And they'll all make great advancement.
Ако предложите заедно всичко това на Кришна, Кришна ще бъде много щастлив, защото всички вие ще направите заедно духовен напредък. Така че може да ги ангажирате заедно, да сготвите, после заедно да предложите храната с Хари Кришна Маха Мантра. Кришна ще бъде много щастлив.
Any other question?
Други въпроси?
Премия Манджари.
Аз забелязах през годините, че всички мои приятели, на които разпространявах Прасадам и Махапрасадам, започнаха да ми се случват много лоши неща. Разбира се, това беше временно. След това нещата се променяха и хората започнаха да живеят малко по-добре, но може би Прасадама играе ролята на катализатор, ускоряване на кармата, за да се изчисти от нечистотите на материалното съществуване.
I saw that with the years, all the people to which I was distributing prasadam, in the beginning, their life started going very bad, in bad direction. Then, of course, after some years, it improved, but in the beginning, it was bad. Mataji is saying she had this, she saw this with all the people to which she was distributing prasadam and mahaprasadam.
Yeah.
With the years, first she saw their life degraded to some extent.
She tells them that, or that's what happened to them?
This is what happened with their lives.
Some people she was distributing prasadam to, or everyone?
She sank everyone. To Sitchki, almost everyone.
Really?
Yeah. And then after some years it started improving. So she's thinking maybe the prasadam is like some kind of thing that increases the speed of purification.
It depends on each individual. She's saying that, well, I was giving prasadam to certain people, and they were, after taking prasadam, their life got worse for some time, and then it started getting better again. And so does this prasadam then speed up the karmic reaction, something like Narada Muni coming in to speed up Krishna Leela? Does it speed up the reactions? It speeds up the burning off their past pious, impious activity and leading. And she's wondering. And the answer is, it really depends on one's individual karma. Everybody has their own individual karma. There's not that everybody has the same karma. The prasadam does, the more one takes prasadam, the more one becomes relieved from one's karmic reaction. But obviously there's a degree, there are various degrees there, because even an initiated devotee suffers some token reaction for past impious activities. So these are obviously non-initiated people she's distributing prasadam to. Whether it speeds up their burning off their impious actions or enjoying the fruit of their pious actions is not so important. The most important thing is that it's freeing them from karma altogether the more they take the prasadam.
Отговор е, че това е нещо много индивидуално, защото всеки един има индивидуална карма. Идеята е, че по принцип, когато приемаш прасадам, това те освобождава като цяло от твоята карма. И въпреки, че някой, докато приема прасадам, може да си страда лошите греховни реакции или благочестивите, добрите греховни реакции, в крайна сметка най-важното е, че приемайки прасадам, той като цяло се освобождава от кармата.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
My manager should give them instruction. That's okay, but wouldn't it be nice if the devotees volunteer the service? Isn't that what we are meant to do?
So the question is, the manager can give orders, but wouldn't, or instructions, but wouldn't it be better if the devotees volunteer? Isn't that what we're meant to do? The answer is yes. The manager has to go around, you know, trying to induce people to do the service is not very nice. It should be that everybody, he's having to, there more people are volunteering than even there's service to be done, so that he has to choose who is most deserving to actually get the service. In other words, there has to be so many people lined up to do the service, you have to wait your turn to get a chance to do the service. It should be that way.
The question of Mataji is, менеджерите трябва да дават заповеди какво да се направи, но не е ли по-добре, ако правилно даните са, имат много силно желание и сами те идват и казват, искам да направя нещо за Кришна.
Should be devotees are waiting outside the kitchen just hoping somebody will give up the service so they can go in and start washing pots. You see, somebody's in there getting the mercy of washing the pots and there's no more room at the sink and they're just waiting. Well, I hope one of them can leave so I can go in and take up that pot washing service.
Санкришан Прабху казва, да, това трябва да е точно така. Преноданите трябва да имат много силно желание. Толкова силно желание, че да има повече желание за преносвижене, отколкото преносвижене.
Then we should have a number system. You have to take a number, so when your number comes up, then you get the chance to do the service, you see.
И трябва преноданите да стоят и да чакат на вратата на кухнята, кога някой ще излезе, за да мога и аз да влезна.
But he's waiting in line for their opportunity to cut the vegetables, wash the pots.
And maybe on the mental platform, standing and waiting. One can go and do it.
I'm saying it should be so many devotees doing it, you can't even get in there unless you muscle your way in.
There is never enough devotees to do things.
There's never enough.
Санкаршан Прабху казва, трябва да има така специална система, всеки да си има номерче и чак като ти дойде номера, чак тогава можеш да седнеш, да почнеш да даваш служене.
That's because the devotees don't have the voluntary mood, you see. Nobody, now everybody's trying to avoid the service. And then let me stuff myself with vishadam and eat and sleep.
Но когато преданно отдадите, няма това настроение на служене, тогава се получава обратно.
That's our mood now. Just eat stuff with vishadam and just eat and sleep. That's our mood.
Това е нашето настроение в момента. Просто нека се натъпчваме с прасадам и да отиваме да спим.
You see, now, as soon as this lecture is over, everybody should run to the kitchen to see what they can do.
Веднага, като свърши лекцията, всеки трябва веднага да изтича до кухнята и да...
Everybody should run to see who can be the first one to the kitchen to get that service.
Да,
I'm going to be the first one to get there and wash those pots. I remember years ago we had a contest at one of our temples. It was a Krishna Bowl contest. Who can answer questions from the Krishna book the better? And there was two teams. Which of the two teams can answer the questions from the Krishna book better?
Ние спомням си преди известно време в Америка имахме един такъв като съревнование върху Кришна Бук. Изтезанието беше кой ще две групи правило дани, коя група ще успее да отговори на повече въпроси от Кришна Бук.
There was a special prize for the winning team.
И имаше специална награда.
They got to go clean the kitchen.
Те трябваше да отидат да изчистят кухнята.
That was their prize.
Това беше наградата.
See, that's actually how it is. You see, that's the reality. Devotees who get to clean the kitchen, they are the most fortunate devotees. Now, next question. I know Punda Vijayaniti has been waiting. He's in there in the kitchen doing the service. He's been sticking his head out to ask a question. I'm ready now for his question.
His question is philosophical. What is the Vedic definition about consciousness?
What is the Vedic definition of consciousness? Chitta is the word.
Думата е чета.
In Sanskrit language.
На санскритски език.
So, what is that chitta? That is awareness.
Това означава осъзнатост.
That is the symptom of one consciousness is a symptom of life.
Съзнанието е симптом на живота.
If one is living, he has consciousness.
Ако някой живее, това означава, че той има съзнание.
If the body is alive, then consciousness is present within the body.
Ако тялото е живо, значи има съзнание в тялото.
The body is dead, there is no consciousness within the body.
Ако тялото е мъртво, няма съзнание в тялото.
Consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
Съзнанието е симптом на душата.
It is not the soul itself, but it is the symptom of the presence of the soul.
Съзнанието не е самата душа, но е симптом за това, че душата е там.
The soul possesses consciousness.
Душата притежава съзнание, осъзнатост.
So that is the definition of consciousness.
Това е дефиницията за съзнание.
So we can stop here and we thank you very much.
Много ви благодарим.
Шримад Бхагаватам ки джай, Шрила Прабхупада ки джай.
Санкаршана Прабху ки джай.